I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gina Latuca is in studio this morning from the SPCA serving Erie County. A lot to get to, but let's start with our news hound, Luna. She's a cutie.
Little Luna. She's only 42 pounds. One of the pictures, she looks a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
So people are surprised when they meet her in person. Luna is just a tiny little, we're not sure what we're going to say, mixed breed. We're not sure. It seems to be a lot in there.
Yeah.
This girl came to us back in early September. Actually, we were not altogether unfamiliar with Luna. She had been a client at the Lipsy Clinic a few years ago, and we hadn't seen her in a while. This time she came in through the surrender doors. Sadly, her owner passed away with a very, very sad family situation. And, you know, sometimes it's a very small family or there's little to no family. Nobody was able to give Luna a home. Here's the issue. When she came to us, she had some severe eye allergies. I should put it this way, what turned out to be eye allergy issues. We weren't exactly sure what was going on. No fur around either eye. Her eyes were very swollen, very red, and in fact, on her right eye, there was a large growth. So what do you do? This beautiful dog, this is what we mean when we say we bring in animals now who are most at risk, most in need. We did a biopsy on that right eye, turned out to be benign.
Great.
Just a result of this severe allergy. Well, this required some expensive eye drops. This required different types of shampoos. We even had to change her nutritionally to help with the hair growth. To look at this dog now.
You'd never know.
You would never know. And people aren't even thinking, well, gee, the SPCA has been putting some expensive care into her, thanks to our donors, for more than a month now. That is why Brandon and Haley Beam decided to change the focus of Bills Mutvia. Rather than paying the adoption fee, they are now contributing toward the special expensive care that some of these animals must receive before they go up for adoption.
Which is so great because that care can really add up, and it's a breaking point for a lot of people.
That's right. And to give you an idea, when we announced this little dog as our Bills Mutvia rookie, and I believe we announced it Tuesday, her care bill was up to a little bit over $1,500. Here we are Friday. We've surpassed $2,000. So this is a dog that required a great deal of care. Bills Mutvia, for people who don't know, Brandon and Haley Bean donate $100 per home game touchdown. For those of you keeping track on your scorecards at home, there have been 14 home game touchdowns so far.
Oh, my gosh.
So do you believe they're already donating $1,400 toward the care of these animals?
That's wonderful.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah. I mean, this is where you really see it paying off.
That's right.
Okay. So now she is available for adoption?
That's right. But we are adopting her out as an if the fur fits foster type of adoption. This way we can still provide the eye drops that she still requires. And hopefully we're thinking, you know, never 100% guarantee. Once she is finished with this treatment, we're thinking that as long as people pay attention, they keep her on this diet, we're thinking that the allergy issues might be solved and she'll be good to go for the rest of her little life. She's only 5 years old.
I was just going to say, how young is she? That's young.
Yeah, yeah.
I was kind of zooming in on the picture. She looks amazing.
Right. She does. She's just an incredible little dog. Of course, a little shy at first. She has been very loved, very well cared for, not quite sure what's going on. And, you know, these treatments, she's starting to associate us reaching into her kennel with some kind of negative consequence because we've been giving her the eye drops. And, you know, these dogs, just like children, just like adults, we can only take so much of that.
It's true.
When these hands reaching for her are associated with a negative result, we want her to start associating those hands reaching out to her with love.
Yes.
And affection.
Like hugs, right?
That's right.
You know, it's awesome that you can do this. She doesn't have to be adopted outright right now. She can do the trial adoption just so that those meds are paid for.
That's right. The SPCA still wants to continue her care until she gets to a place where she has stabilized. Now, a veterinarian might see something developing in 6-8 months. You know, these allergies are funny, and I'm sure many pet owners who have gone through this, they understand what I'm saying. It doesn't seem like this is going to be a chronic issue. It seems like this was a situation that maybe got a little bit out of hand because of the circumstances going in the home. Again, very sad circumstances. Yeah. We've all been there where life sometimes just takes over and puts us on a different path.
Right.
And well, very sad.
She needs a new forever home.
That's right. That's right. This girl, we don't believe that. I mean, when you meet her, we don't believe she was neglected emotionally.
No.
Anyway, a huge capacity to love, but she's a little shy at first, I think, because she was so bonded to her owner.
You're going to have to tell us how she does.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Special little girl.
Right. Now, yesterday, you were at the airport for a special Bissell Pet Foundation transport. Tell us about that.
That's right. Bissell Pet Foundation, you know, you might see those commercials for the Bissell vacuums, and they mention their dedication to animal welfare, animal rescue. That is not just for the commercial. They spend millions of dollars. Just this year, we've received two air transports of animals. Earlier in the summer, we talked about one from a different rescue situation. Now we have several storms, of course, everybody's familiar in the South. The first time the Bissell Pet Foundation, we are a partner of theirs, the first time they called us was a few weeks ago. They said, can you take animals displaced as a result of Milton? We weren't in a position to do that. We were at capacity, not just with the animals you see on the adoption floor, but our foster animals, animals being treated behind the scenes. Sometimes people see some empty kennels and cages and think, well, you're only caring for 11 animals. Oh, no, 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 no. There are hundreds of animals in our system. We were at capacity. What we did instead, a four-day adoption special. We put out an adoption discount. The community backed this effort up more than we ever expected. 69 animals adopted in just 4 days.
Wow.
Finally, we had space to help some of these animals who were displaced as a result of these tragic storms, animals who may lose their lives otherwise. We were able to bring in 69 animals. I do want to point out, we only took in 14, 15 of these animals. There are other animal groups in this community. We're so blessed to have amazing animal organizations. Because of the other animal groups in this region and one from Canada, 69 animals were able to be flown in. 69 animals rescued because of the combined efforts of this community, the majority of us backed up by donors.
That is wonderful. All right, so now I'm sure you're assessing their conditions. When do you think the ones that you got will be able to be up for adoption?
We're hoping to have some of those animals available for adoption tomorrow. A lot of that is going to be what is determined today. If some of the younger animals, if they're already spayed or neutered, if they're already vaccinated and their stress levels are already lowered where they're not that nervous, some may even go up for adoption later today. So people will want to keep an eye on our website. That's in real time. So the minute an animal's available for adoption, the listing, maybe not the photo, but the listing goes up on our adoptable animals pages. So keep an eye on USPCA.org.
All right. All right. Well, great to see you again. And
you too.
Good luck with Luna.
Thank you.
She's a special girl. You've got to follow her. So
yeah.
Keep us updated.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.